going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike DeTaglia along with Charlie Long, and on our Oakland Hard Jewelers talk and text line from Sumer Sports, former Tulane Green Wave linebacker Sam Bruckhaus. Sam, thanks so much for joining us, and man, Christmas is tomorrow for us, right?
Man, if it's Christmas, it's because we don't know what's in them packages
them under gifts.
The tree, man.
That's it.
There's
right?
So much stuff that could potentially happen. I mean, perhaps we can peek a little bit, but I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. There's a lot of uncertainty, which makes it an exciting day.
Yeah, and I think that's the intrigue of the draft, that unknown part of things. Sam, I'm bringing it up to you because in my top 75, 24 of them are defensive linemen, either edge or interior people. I've done this 40 years. I've never had that happen before. When you look at it from your standpoint, that seems to be the real strength of this draft class. Certainly running backs, a lot of good ones there. But defensive line, they got them, and they got more than a few of them.
Yes, sir. I got to agree with you. I think it's going to be interesting in the first round because I could foresee about 7 to 8 edge rushers, depending on how you classify guys like Jalen Walker out of Georgia or even Jihad Campbell out of Alabama, who projects more as an off-ball guy but probably has some pass rushing upside. Altogether, that is the strength of this draft. Interior offensive line and defensive line. I do think the edges are going to fly off the board. I think you could see 7 or 8 of those go in the first round. I think you could potentially see some trade ups into the back half of the first round to grab some of those edge rushers, but the meat and potatoes are on the menu, as they say.
That's right. One of the areas, and kind of brought it up to you, at the running back position, and last year there, you know, we've seen it's either 1 or 2, and that's some years 0 running backs picked in round 1. Look at it in this year's draft class. Certainly Genty, he's going to be a top 6 or 7 pick somewhere in that range. Could go to Jacksonville real early. And then O'Marion Hampton. But there's a lot of buzz going on about Trevion Henderson from Ohio State. Your thoughts on the Ohio State backfield of Quinshon Judkins, former Ole Miss running back, Alabama guy that, and he blew up at Ole Miss big time, and he teamed up with Henderson. That was a great 1-2 punch for the Buckeyes.
So I think I want to give y'all first a heads up. Look, I may be a good old Louisiana boy who was watching Deuce McAllister back in the day, but I am a data scientist by trade. All the professors at Tulane got in my head, man. They do a great job down there. And when you looked at the data, it's not the brightest idea to go with the running back in the first round. The reason why is what we call surplus value. When you draft one of these guys in the first round, you are paying them an amount that is very close to the guys like Derrick Henry, Saquon Barkley. What that means is you're expecting them to be one of the best players in the NFL the immediate moment that they step foot on the field. That's hard to say. And so as a result, these guys like Genty and Trevion Henderson and O'Marion Hampton, they're going to have a lot of expectations on them as a result, as a data scientist, I would recommend that you not draft them in the first round, especially in a draft like this where we got guys like Trevor Etienne. We got guys like LaQuint Allen from Syracuse, who you can get in the fourth or fifth round and could be productive running backs. But honing in on that Ohio State backfield, a lot of people in recent days have been talking about Trevion Henderson going to Sean Payton and the Broncos, and I think this is the reason why. Omarion Hampton is an old-school back, hard-nosed runner, doesn't have the same upside in pass blocking and receiving. Trevion Henderson shared the backfield, maybe not the biggest upside in the data as a result, running the ball, but in the passing game, which you can see on SoomerSports.com, you can see his draft guide statistics. He has upside in the passing game, and realistically, he has the ability to block for Bo Nix, be part of those pass protection packages that are so key in Sean Payton's offense. And I think that's why you might see a late rise by Trevion Henderson and the unexpected happen. Perhaps the Broncos go with him at pick 20.
Another team, too, the Commanders. Can you imagine that backfield of Jaden Daniels and Trevion Henderson? All I say is you better put the track shoes on because you're going to have some running to do when them two guys out on the field. I want to get your thoughts on Jalen Walker. He's a favorite of mine.
Yep.
And I think on first and second down, you know he's going to play off-ball linebacker. And on third down, hey, put your hand in the dirt or stand up, rush the quarterback. He's a unique talent, and from everything I've heard from people around him, he is a high-character guy that he kind of controls the locker room. He's the leader out there. And I think sometimes, Sam, we underlook that. Of the intangible part of what a guy brings to the table.
You look at Jalen Walker just by the data, and what you said is exactly correct. A guy like Frankie Louvu down at the Commanders, for example, I think that would be a very, very similar role that he plays. And as a result, I think he could come into a team like the Panthers at 8 and immediately make an impact. People believe that he has edge rushing capabilities, and the data shows that he's an excellent off-ball linebacker. The data matches, as I like to say, the AI matches the eye. As a result, he won the Butkus Award last year coming out of Georgia. I think what you said makes sense. You got to use him as a guy who is kind of a rover. He's going around positions. You never know where he is. The questions about him being a down-to-down edge rusher are he's just a little small. We're talking 6 foot, 6'1". When you get into the NFL and you start dealing with these 6'6", 6'7", 320 to 340-pound tackles, it's a different beast even than the SEC. I think that's the major question for him. But as a result of his production, of his character, he is a very highly rated prospect. I'd be shocked if he makes it outside of the top 10.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality. quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo's sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, looking at it, Sam, the top offensive tackles this year, Will Campbell, Armon Manbu, and then, you know, right. Kelvin Banks has kind of been thrown into the mix too. It feels like a lot of recent mocks are having him go in top 10. He's flying up some boards. I just want to get your thoughts on this year's offensive tackle class, because it doesn't feel like, obviously last year's offensive tackle class was unbelievable, but this year it's not really that. And so I wonder if that's going to cause maybe a ripple effect where a lot of these top guys like Campbell, Manbu, and Banks, and even someone like Josh Simmons really fly off the board super early tomorrow night.
So if you just want to look at the advanced data production, Will Campbell is the only certified tackle in this draft. He was an excellent run blocker and pass blocker in our AI-based Sumer scores all 3 years of his career, and he has a resume of production at the left tackle position at the highest level, blocking excellent edge rushers for 3 years at LSU. When you look at the other two guys, Mimbu, not as much production, however, an excellent athletic profile. Kelvin Banks, more production-based, less of an athletic profile. Here's a note that I did some research on last year. These guys who raise up after the combine typically underperform where they were selected. Right after the season, Kelvin Banks was thought to be the much better offensive lineman than Armon Manbu. But after the combine, we saw Armon Manbu raise up into talks even in the top 10. At the beginning of the year, he wasn't even considered, you know, a top three round pick. I'd be very skeptical given the guys who did the hard work in the consensus and allowed us to analyze this data right after the season. If Armon Manbu ended up being substantially better than Will Campbell or Kelvin Banks, that's just what the data seems to indicate, but he does have the athletic profile to be better. As a result, the eye kind of meets the AI, as I like to say. Our Sumer scouts, for example, have it Will Campbell, Kelvin Banks, and then Armon Manbu, who they think is really more of a guard. The data tends to agree with that. And when those two things come together, that's my personal view of the lineup of the tackles.
I think I'll throw it to you this way, Sam. If Josh had stayed healthy throughout the year, because you could see technically, he's a really good technician up front as an offensive lineman. I'll get your thoughts on that. And also Josh Connerly. Man, I remember Josh when he came out of high school. He was the dude. He was the top-ranked offensive lineman in the country. And I think his play has gotten better. I think because early on, he had beaten people because he was bigger, stronger, faster. He's become a better technician at that left tackle position. Your thoughts on how the injury is going to affect Josh Simmons, and also your thoughts on Josh Connerly.
So I think these two guys, as you said, are number one, very high upside players. Josh Connerly was excellent in our Sumer scores. That's the reason why he's being considered in the first round. He also was an award winner at the Senior Bowl, and I thought he did a pretty good job. You know, sometimes you get the clip of Mike Green blowing him up, the first round edge out of Marshall, and everybody wants to look at that and say, that is that guy's resume. It ain't. When they voted, they said he was the best offensive lineman at that camp a couple of months ago, and I tend to believe in that, especially when it matches what the AI is saying. As a result, I think both Simmons and Connerly are potentially guys that teams will either want to trade up for if they're picking 30, 31, 32 in that kind of back half of the first round range, or if they want to trade back into the first round, because I think they project as tackles. And there's very few people. We mentioned Manbu, Banks, Campbell. I think Connerly, I think Simmons, and Ariante Ursary out of Minnesota are really the only other guys who are not these types of swing offensive linemen, even though, frankly, a lot of scouts think they're all swing offensive linemen. And I think as a result, they're going to be highly sought after, and there will be some trades in the back end of the draft in order to secure those guys. Some names to watch when it comes to those guys, the Kansas City Chiefs and the Houston Texans.
Your thoughts on Jackson Dart, the quarterback from Ole Miss. That's a lot of different opinions on Jackson and exactly where he should be picked in this draft. And I think similar to what you brought up about some of the offensive linemen, somebody's going to fall in love with him if he's not picked, get past 23 or 24, and they're going to try to get up late in round one and maybe try to snatch him because you get that fifth-year option.
Right. So if you need a little slogan about Jackson Dart's professional profile, it is first read and dart. In that Lane Kiffin offense, there was a lot of point and shoot. He was set up for success. He would try to hit the first read if he could to excellent wide receivers like Trey Harris, for example. And if it wasn't there, he would probably scramble. If you go on Sumersports.com, we have the breakdowns of all of his quarterback dropbacks, and he is one of the higher scramble rate guys, as you can see on our draft guide on Sumersports.com. What that means, going to the next level, he's going to have to be able to get to read two, read three. However, if he does pair up with a coach like Kellen Moore, for example, with the Saints, and there's been reports that the Saints do like him, I think that would be a good pairing. Here's why. Kellen Moore worked with Jalen Hurts last year. For most of the year, the passing offense did struggle, even though there's questions about whether that was because A.J. Brown was out for some games or, you know, some other items, the offensive line missing for certain games. The run offense, they really laid on a little bit more. But I think a guy who has coached a guy like Jalen Hurts, who is very similar, first reads either A.J. Brown or Devontae Smith, or I'm scrambling and trying to make a play, I think it could fit, be a good fit with Kellen Moore and Jackson Dart. I'm just really worried because the consensus says that he is the 50th or 52nd consensus big board player, and typically we do not see those players turn out super well, especially if they're drafted in the first round. The last one that we really saw go that high was Daniel Jones, and we all see how that turned out for the Giants. I'd be very careful about reaching on him, especially if you're the Saints with pick 9. I'd feel a little bit more comfortable drafting him in the second or third rounds.
I know you're a former Tulane guy, so I'll throw it out to you. How about Caleb Ransall? Man, you know, because when he came in here, even Coach Summerall said, hey, Mike, I got somebody here. And he really played well this year. And he's sort of an all-across-the-board guy that he could play in the slot, play outside, play safety. And so your thoughts on Caleb?
Yeah, so Caleb is like you said, he's kind of a bang-em-up guy. You can kind of put him everywhere. There's a couple of questions that arise at the Senior Bowl just from me watching him. You got to make sure that you put him in a position to succeed because he may not be able to match the top-end speed. But the difference in the NFL as compared to the NCAA is in the NCAA, you need those high-level safeties to kind of do everything. But when you move into the NFL, and especially if you get in defenses like Brandon Staley's or like Vic Fangio, they got a job for you. They want you to do that job. I think if he has a good fit, perhaps he can grow into a good player in his second or third years, but I expect him to be a special teams demon year one, and I'm really excited to get another player from Tulane in, baby.
How about that, brother? Sam, thanks so much for joining us. Always great insights, and they can follow you at sumersports.com, correct?
Sumersports.com, and then we're doing a draft show tomorrow. And look, my boss, president of our company, Thomas Dimitroff, he was a dirty bird, but he still has great insights. He's been a great mentor to us. So if you want to see me, Thomas Dimitroff, and Lindsey Rhodes talk draft and really break it down from the data perspective where I'm at and from the actual seat, you know, they called him Trader Thomas. He traded for Julio Jones. If you want some insight, I think we're the only person that got that. Check us out at Sumer Sports on YouTube or on Twitter. We'll be live throughout the entire draft. We invite you to come watch.
Thank you, Sam. Appreciate it, buddy.
Appreciate y'all. Always glad to come back.
All right. Sam Brookhouse does a great job breaking it down. A lot of analytical stuff there for him. So you can go to sumersports.com, get all that information that Sam and Thomas Dimitroff put out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words. I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.